Shirnin Tes and Gittin continue to Chav Ches Adar He Tov Shalom Tes March 27, 1979 on Tuesday.
So what is the Rishite? The Rishite is true that there are two concepts. There is a concept of Chiv, a concept of Iruv. But without Maimo Shifar Sanei, or Echotzi Shifar Sanei, Arum Kiti Vashim Rechik Ki Shifar Esto, there is no Chivu and there is no Iruv. And Tefer Vatriyach is not only incapable of being married, but Tefer Vatriyach is even incapable of being Mechaber. But Rabbi Yudit more mentions the Feach Latviach Ibu, that's only Alib Rabbi Yudit. So it's not, the Rishite is not, no one should make that mistake, that Rabbi Yudit Chilik and the Halochi of the Rabbonon, that Shver Saneid, or Echotzi Shver Saneid, is necessary to be Mechaber. Rabbi Yudit is also made it. But Rabbi Yudit says the Feach Latviach is Chibur in one specific situation. In the case of mikveh sheyesh be'avoyim somech u'boneis v'yodu shnayim v'tomu b'zach hazeh rishin toyer. Rabbi Yudah in the Moiragov shol rishin neged v'mayim avashem u'toyer. So what's the halacha? Because Rabbi Yudah says u'das, and even though there is no mayim merubim, as the Rivosh explained the Rambam, if there is mayim merubim, so then everybody agrees that we say u'das. It's only in this case when there is very just drops of water on the goof of the rishin. So the Rabbonon don't apply the halacha of gedachis in such a case. And Rabbi Yudah, even in this case, we apply the concept of gedachis. So what gedachis mean? Gedachis, I mean, we find the same expression in Mechitzes, but it's two separate halachas. But the meaning name, I mean, the perush amilis of gedachis. Gedachis means pull down. And that means that the water that is in the upper level mikveh, even though it still didn't go down to the lower level mikveh, but since it's destined to run down to the lower level mikveh, so mele, it's considered already mure. While it's still here, while the mayim is still here, it's considered commingled with the water here. But, now, if you have iru, some mele of chibur, I mean, yesh b'chol masayim mone. Yesh b'chol masayim mone. I mean, iru means more than chibur. Chibur means a joint, attached, a pertinent. But one mayim could be attached to another mayim, not being commingled. But if it's commingled, so it's more than mechuber. So since the halacha of gedachis basically implies a din of iruv, because the mayim in the upper level is considered mure with the mayim in the lower level, so it should be considered mechuber also. So why does Rabbi Yudah say that the feach latfiach is chibur, but the feach latfiach we must have. Now, there is a tisefte that says that if the gabe mashkin to be mikabu tumeh, so only if you have mashkin that is tefeach latfiach. Suppose you have a droplet or a fraction of a droplet of mashkin, and that came in contact with the sheretz. If that fraction of a droplet of the mayim of the mashkin is incapable of moistening some other part, so then it does not have a being, it cannot be mikabutum. So we see from that tisefte that essentially the shiur of the feach latviach is a shiur in mashke. In other words, what do you call mashke? Suppose your finger has a fraction of a bat. You can feel moisture when you touch it. You touch it, you see that it's moist, but it doesn't have enough moisture to moisten another finger. That's the feyach, not the feyach latviach. So this kind of a microscopic quantity of mashke does not have a chaleishe mashke. In order to have a chaleishe mashke, it must have a minimum of the feyach latviach. So essentially, the shiur of the Tefeach Latviach is a shiur mashkin. So the Meile, Rabbi Yehuda agrees with Rabbanon that Tefeach Latviach is incapable of being married. Tefeach Latviach is incapable of being mechaber. Nothing. But in the specific case of mitzvah sheyesh be'avoyim som mechabonis v'yodoshnayim v'tovu zahazeh, so and the Rav of tradition is regular mayim. So Rabbi Yehuda said, "Hashem told you why? Because we say gudachis. What's the aloha? What's the essence of the aloha of gudachis? That the mayim in the upper level, in view of the fact that it's then destined to run down, even before it runs down, it's considered as commingled with the mayim in the lower level, mikveh, in the lower level. The mayim on the feet of the person, it still adheres to his legs." Is considered as being commingled with the mayim in the mikveh, the mayim in the mikveh. So that's a din of yilv. Now, if it's a din of yilv, yilv, yeh chomos ayimone, yilv, klutz chivato. Something could be mechuber, not miurev, but if it's miurev, it's commingled, one in another. So it's mechuber also. So why do we need, even to be a latvia, the answer is, suppose you have an upper level mikveh, and lower level mikveh, and they are set off with the mechitzah, and there is no continuity of water between the upper level water and the lower level water. Will you say gudachis? If you have an upper level mikveh and a higher floor, and then a lower floor, you have a mikveh, and they are completely set off, obstructed by floor, by ceiling. So you'll say gudachis. When can you say gudachis if there is continuity of mash? From the upper level to the lower level, even though in the medium, in the intermediary zone, there are just droplets, no real water, but just droplets. So then we say with that. But suppose you have water in the upper level and water in the lower level, and they are completely shut off one from another. It's not shy to say with Achis, it would be ridiculous to say with Achis. So in order to apply the law of the Achis, you must have mashke here all the time. All over. In the intermediary zone too. Because some male tefeach latfiach is a shiur mashke. But if you have in the intermediary zone, you have tefeach, not tefeach latfiach. So that means there is no continuity of mashke. No continuity of mashke, we cannot apply the aloche of gurachis. So this is what Rav Yehuda says. It's not that Rav Yehuda is chaylik and the Rabbonon say that only Shiferes Hanayim is a mechaber, and Rav Yehuda says Tefiach Latfiach is a mechaber. No, Rav Yehuda also agrees with the Rabbonon that only Shiferes Hanayim is a mechaber. A mechaber and a me'arei. But and Tefiach Latfiach is not only that it's not in a me'arei, it's not even a mechaber. But here we have the aloha according to Rav Yehuda of gudachis. So it's miurev, it's mechuber too. But in order to apply the aloha of gudachis, that the mayim in the upper level are considered to be commingled with the mayim in the lower level, you have to have continuity of mashal. So only if in the intermediary zone, you have the tefeach latfiach. This is the chapter. Then another chiddush. Dahida nitzer, that. So up to this point, the Ri is very, very pushy. I mean, no complications. But here, the Ri becomes very complicated. What do you mean, Ashoke? Not Ashoke of Mayim Shumi, but Ashoke of Mayim Tmei. Mayim Tmei. So he says that he says that when we say Nitzik with a Tafes, is a Num Chibur, it doesn't mean we in Kvois is not Chibur. So according to the Ri goes one step beyond the Rabbetam. Rabbetam says that vis-a-vis Mikvois. So Nitzik with a Tafes are no Chibur if there is not a single Mikveh of Memso. But if there is a single Mikveh of Memso, so then Nitzik with a Tafes is a Chibur. Katafes is a Chibur. He says, no, even if there isn't a single mikveh of memsor, even if the upper level mikveh is 20 so, and the lower level mikveh is 20 so, and there is nitziklikatafres, and it's nitziklikatafres, so they become united. Now, so that we have to understand. Rabbi Tam, we explain, because Rabbi Tam Shiti is that katafres is afkoyavil. V'katafres is not afkoi of him. So we may leave one mikve, his mem, so then we don't have to resort to you. Because kolam chuba le mikve ki mikve. So since, in view of the fact that katafres is in the chaber, so the lower level, the lower level mikve that has 20 so, is mechuber al pidin to the upper level mikve that has mem so. So since it's mechuber, so it acquires the same status. It acquires the same status. But according to the even if the upper level mikve is only 20 so, and the lower level mikve is only 20 so. So then, there is chibur and one can be tevil in either one, as long as there is continuity of flow. And what does it mean, continuity of flow? So, what does it mean, continuity of flow? So it means, as long as there is continuity of flow, alright, so, now, and if, what does it mean, continuity of flow? So according to Rabbi Yude, that we say with achis, and let's say, and if we say like Rambam, that the Rabbonon are also made that we say good achis if there is an abundance of water. Abundance of water. Alright, so the mele, it's considered murev. It's considered murev, but we must have tefeach latfiach. Tefeach latfiach in order to have continuity of mash. So, the question is, what is the shite? What is the shite of the ri? The ri shite, we cannot say that the rishite is like Hamletam, that katafres is only afkoy of viruv. It's not afkoy of chibur. If katafres is afkoy of viruv, so how can the ri be matia in the case where each mikveh heretofore had only 20 so, and then they are in the form of a katafres in Islam? So you can be table in either one. You can be table in Dachteinu. Why? Why? Because it's mechuber to the Alieno. And Katafras is more afkoy of chibur. But true, it's mechuber to the Alieno. But it's not mirror with the Alieno. So we don't have a mikveh of memso. So how can it be table in Dachteinu? If the upper one also has only 20 some. So that we have to understand. So I have to understand. Unless we'll say that according to the Ri, so katafres is not mufke even mobile. If it's not mufke even mobile, so why does he say that viri me adahid and isla katafres loin yachibo mutoi saire el loin yachok monefshech. If katafres is not afkoye of viru, it's not afkoye of chibo, not afkoye of viru, so maybe it should be effectively gabe ashok too. It's miurev and mechuber, everything. So it should be considered even zriye. Why not? What else is this? So we have to say, in order to explain this ri, we have to say that the ri also agrees with the lomdes of Netam, that katafres is only afkoye of chibu. I'm sorry, of viru, but it's not afkoye of chibu. Of chibu. So then you ask, so that's why the ri says, that Lidabe Ashoke, that Lidabe Ashoke, that is Nitzigo Katafres is no Chibu. Why? Because it's vis-a-vis Hashoke of my name, so it's certainly not a din. So there it's not a din of Chibu, it's a din of Zri. It's a din of Zri. In order that the Mayim should be considered planted in the Mikveh, they cannot be considered planted in the Mikveh, unless they are Mi'urim with the Mayim Mikveh. But if they are not mu'ev with the Meyam Mikveh, how can they be considered as Zohua B'Sicha Mikveh? How can they be considered as Zohua B'Sicha Mikveh? And we have to say one thing. But, some Meyveh, if they are not mu'ev, since Katafres is afkoy of viruv, so maybe there is no zri. But then the question arises, we find something very strange here, that the Katafres is afkoy of viruv, and that's the reason as to why it's not considered zohua, because in order to be considered sown and planted in the midst of the mikveh, they must be commingled with the mayim of the mikveh. And still, legami mikvois, you can unite even two mikvois of 20 so in each. So, monefshech, if there is no yiruv, So how can you be tevil in each mikveh when each one by itself is only 20? You have to have a mikveh. And you cannot say kolam chubal mikveh ki mikveh. So you must have at least at the very outset one mikveh that has a halisha mikveh. So we are forced to say that according to the Ri, so katafres is not mufke, is katafres is not mufke of chibu, and it's not mufke of iruv either. But regarding hashoke, iruv is not enough. Iruv is necessary because it could not be considered zohua. We say mea mikveh if it's not nurem with the mea mikveh. But in order to partake of the nature of zriye, so it must be destined to remain in that place. And even if it is nurem, but if it's not destined to remain in that place, it cannot be considered a zohua. After all, what is the prototype for zohua? Let's say zroim that were nishlesh min hakarka, let's say you had onions that were already plucked out from the karke, and then they became tummy. Then you took the same onions that came in contact with the sharets and became tummy, and you replanted them in the karke. So that's the prototype of Zriya to be mafkiyatum. The same aloha that applies to Zroim Kloshim that were mechabal tume in the state of Tolush, and then you were mechabal them, you planted them. So it's mafkiyatum tume, the same aloha applies to mine. So mine Kloshim that already became nishlash b'sechaklim from the karke, and then they were mekabel tume, and then you replanted them in the mikveh. So of course you cannot be considered as replanting the mayim and mikveh unless it becomes nurem. But iruv is not enough. First of all, in order to be considered planted in the mea mikveh, zohua b'secha mikveh, it must be nurem the mikveh, and it must be destined to remain there. Just as a plant, an onion, when you plant it in the karake, it remains there. It's not going to be plucked out the next minute. So the mele, if it's in the form of a katafres, so the next minute it will not be there. So the mele, it's not considered zohua. But the shite, so that's the machlekes between the Ri and Rabbanan. According to Rabbanan, so katafres is only afkoye of iruv, it's not afkoye of chibur. And according to the Ri, not only is katafres not afkoye of chibur, it's not even afkoye of iruv. So that's why, even with katafres, if you have two mikvois, 20 so in each, and katafres mechabron, so they become iruv into one mikveh, and you can be table in either one. But, regarding hashoke, it has to be zohua. So even though there can be iruv, but zohua it's not. In katafres you cannot have zri. Oh, so that is all right. So far so good. But then the kashi is the Mishneh of Tare says hanitzek v'katafres u'mashvet tefeach ein chibu lo mitume v'lo mitar. So what it means in chibu? So Tare means hashok, not mikvois. According to Rashi, Tare means mikvois. According to Rametam, Tare means mikvois. According to Ri, it means hashok. Hashok of mind made. But what is mitume? כי, what is litume? וכן הכתפס, אם הבירו דרדה, הניסויים במדרון, והתחתינים מחוגורים litume, אין אליינים תמאים, וכן אם הויסו עריבו, ערוכו, ובשני ראשו משקים, איך אותו מבח אותו היה, ומשקי תפיח מחבון החיבו. But he says, that עריב ערוכו, so in Aviron Deradav and Sumad Vatachtein Mechubor Nitimo in Elyenim Tmei, and vice versa. In other words, if Tume touches the Elyenim, so the Mashkim Tachteinim are not on. The Mashkim Tachteinim are not on. Anatomy. So, but over there there is no Aloch of Zri. Over there is no Aloch of Zri. So Bishleim Ligavi Ashoke, it has to be Zohua. So even though Katafres, it's Mechuber and Meurev, everything, but Zohua it isn't. Why isn't it Zohua? Zohua means planted. So it has to conform to the pattern of a planting of Israel. So there it remains in that place. But here in Katafres, so it's not going to remain in that place all the time. So maybe it's not considered Zohua, even though it's Meurev with the Miami tree. But over here, all we are interested in is that it should be Hebrew, or maybe even Hebrew, but here it's Hebrew also. So apparently, according to the Rishi, so this is a special halacha in the Magen of Mashkin. In the Magen of Mashkin, because there is an essential difference between the identity of a salad thing and a liquid. Because salads, you know, so the molecules in a salad are joined to each other in a certain cohesive force. And they exist as one object. A solid object. Let's say solid object. Any solid object. So there is a cohesive force between the molecules in a solid state that joins them together and they exist as a unit. Mayim naturally do not exist as a unit. Can you pick up mayim with your hand just like that? You cannot. A solid, you can pick up a solid just by picking up one end of the solid. Mayim, you cannot. Just put your finger in a vessel with water and pick up the water. You'll be able to pick up only single drops because there is no cohesive force that join the individual molecules in a liquid. So in other words, they do not have a joint existence as a unit. Naturally they do not have. This is the Chokateva that the Rebbeinu Shalom installed in the pattern of nature. So a liquid doesn't exist, do not have a joint existence as a unit. So in order, let's say, if a sheretz comes in contact with an eichel, a salad, a loaf of bread, that's a salad. So mele, even though the sheretz, let's say, touches just one end of the kikah of the eichel, so the whole kikah becomes tummy. But why should this end of the kikah become tummy? After all, it didn't come in contact with the sheretz. The answer is it's one kikah. It's not individual molecules, individual droplets, molecules of a kikah. It's one kikah. It's one kikah. Mashayinkin, they exist as one kikah. Mashayinkin, liquid, the mashke, it doesn't exist as one water. I mean, that's the reason I think that Ibn Ezra says that. Why mayim, Moshe Kedesh? Mayim is a plural form. But you do not say, there is no singular for mayim. Why isn't there a singular for mayim? The Ibn Ezra explains it. Because in mayim, there is no singular. There is no singular. So mimele, because it doesn't exist, it doesn't exist as one thing. Even a drop of water, so cannot hold its identity as a drop. You pick up a drop. So fractions of that, so that drop will be divided into droplets. So that's the reason the Venezra says as to why mayim is in the plural form, because it exists only in the plural. So in other words, a mashke, a liquid, does not have an existence as a single object, but as a multiple object. Its natural existence is as a multiple object, not as a unitary object. Contrary to a gush, to a salad, to an eichel, that exists as a unitary object, not as a multiple object. So the melee, in regard to an eichel, so if a mashke touches one kikah, the kikah might be as long as this table, but if it's one kikah, so the melee, it has a unitary existence. So the melee, when you touch one end of the kikah, you touch every particle of the kikah, because it has a unitary existence. But mayim, bimtzias does not have a unitary existence. It has a multiple existence. So the question arises, even if you have, let's say, in a kele, you have a big kele with a lot of water, and then a sheretz touches one drop of that water in the kele. It doesn't touch the other drops. So every drop in the whole kele, a big bathtub, so becomes stomach. Why? But you have to touch it. What you say? He touched this drop. So it has a unitary existence. So the mele, when you touch one end of the kikah, you touched every particle of the kikah. But mayim does not have a unitary existence. It has a multiple existence. So Mimele, only that particular drop, or even the fraction of the drop, that came in contact with the Shevet should be Tomei. And the rest of the water, even though it's Shveras Hanei, there is continuity of water in the Kele Shveras Hanei, more than Shveras Hanei. Mamish commingled one in another, one drop on top of the other drop. But it's still the Shevet didn't touch the other drops, it only touched one drop in hundreds of thousand drops. So all the hundreds of thousand drops, or even the million drops, become Tomei. So the answer is, that's the aloche. That's the aloche of Iruv. Of Iruv Mikro is not only aloche in the Iruv Mikro is. Of Iruv Mashkin, that it's considered like one water. It's considered like one water, just as the Kikar is considered one Kikar, not two separate Kikores. So over there, because there is a cohesive force that unites and joins all the molecules in a solid to have a unitary identity and existence. And over here it's a deal. Because of the aloha of Viruf Mikvoyes, of Viruf Mashki, Kishishveres Aneid. So it's considered like one mayim, not separate drops, like one big drop that is as long as this. So this is the aloha of Viruf Mikvoyes. So when can, so here, so in order to be mit, to be considered like one water, so the fact that it's Miurev is not enough. The fact that it's Miurev is not enough. It must be considered like one big drop. Otherwise, so if the Sheretz touches one drop, it doesn't touch the other drops. But only if all the hundreds of thousands of drops in the Kele are considered as one expended drop of water. So when can we say that it's considered as one expended drop, as one object, as one water, not as different waters, not as different drops of water, only when they are beishbeir? So they are destined to remain in the same place. But if they are not destined, how can you say that the drops here and the drops there are considered like one expended drop when they're not destined to be together? The next minute, so some drops will be here and some drops will be there. So ligabi mikvoyes, so even if you have one mikve with 20 so and another mikve with 20 so, so it's still all right. Why? Because katafres is no afkoye according to the din, not only of chibur, not even of yiruv. So it's merely considered to be miruv. But what miruv mean? Miruv doesn't mean that it's one expanded and unified drop. It's not necessary. You have to be teivul b'mokim echot. In other words, you have to be teivul in memso, in a mikveh of memso. So as long if it is miruv, so it's considered in the same place. If it's not miruv, so then they are considered in different places. So you can have chibur without miruv. So then, if you have chibur without iruv, so that means the mayim here is mechuber, is a present and attached to the mayim here, but the mayim here is in one mokay, and the mayim here is another mokay. That would be a case of chibur without iruv. If you have not only chibur, but you have iruv also, so it's not only that the mayim here, the mayim in the mikveh here is attached, mechuber, connected to the mayim in the mikveh here, but they are commingled together. So that means they are all in one place. But that doesn't mean that they are all one drop. So it's not necessary, there is no aloche, that the memso has to consist of being of one big drop. It has to be one mikve, one moke. But it can be different drops of water, different minds, and they can still be considered commingled, as long as they are considered to be in one moke. Chibur without iruv would mean that they are in different mekanes, but they are connected to each other. Chibur and iruv means not only are they connected to each other, they are commingled. They are in the same mokim, but they are different drops. But the different drops are commingled with each other. Masha'im came in order to be covered to me, so that's not enough. By Dovogush, by Eichel, by Salet, that Bimtzias has a unitary existence, because of the cohesive force that combines and unites and joins the molecules together, and in Bimtzias it has a unitary existence. So when you touch one end of a kikia, a dovot, an itame, touches one end of the kikea, it's considered that he touched every part of the kikea. Because it's one kikea, it's not 100,000 molecules of a kikea. It's one kikea. But by my limbs of seeing they don't have a unitary existence. You, with your hand, you pick up one drop, so you'll see half of that drop will fall on the floor. And another half will stick to your skin, to your finger. So it doesn't have a unitary existence. So in the mail, the shadow arises, how is it that if there is a bathtub with many gallons of water and the shallots touches one drop of that water, so all the hundreds of thousands or millions of drops in the water, so become dumb. Why it didn't touch every droplet of water? So by kikea, it's considered that he touched them. But here, they do not have a unitary existence. So the answer is because of the halacha of Yiruv Mikvois, Kishveres Aneid, Yiruv Mashkin Kishveres Aneid. So then it's considered commingled. But sometimes it might be commingled in the sense that they are in the same walking, but they're not considered like one unified large rab. And sometimes they can be considered miure, into being one walking, but not like one large expect, like one drop. So litabi mikvois, it's not necessary that one should be tabled in one large drop. It's necessary it should be tabled in mikvah memso. So the memso has to be in the same walk. So if you have even the katafres, so we have you, it's considered the same walking. But in order to be mitame, it's not enough that the mayim here and the mayim there are in the same walking. He must touch each drop of water. So if they are in the same place, Beishbeven, and they are destined to remain together, then they are considered like one water. But if they are not, but if they are the katafres, they are not considered as one water. They are considered different drops of water, but in the same walking. So in Mikvois it's enough, but only 2 minutes. All right. So why is it Gabim Kvois or Hoyo Rishe, Ragos Rishe Megis Bimayim, why is it different over there? Because over there we have Aloha of Gedachis. So Gedachis implies Aloha of Viru. But we cannot apply the Aloha of Gedachis unless there is continuity of Mashke. And Tefiyah Latviyach is a Shiur Mashke. But Tefiyah Latviyach is not in the Chaber even according to Rabbi Yudeh. So Mele Vikarke Shove, where there is no Aloha of Gedachis. So even if there is continuity of Mashke, there has to be a Mechaber, there has to be a Me'arev. And Tefiyah Latviyach is not in the Chaber, Tefiyah Latviyach is not in the Me'arev. Only Shifar Zanit. Or let's say without the case, also it's a Chotzi Shifar Zanit. Chotzi. Everything is alright. Because according to Maskon of the Gemara, so Tefiach Latviyach is not a chibur even vis-a-vis Ashoke. Tefiach Latviyach is not a chibur even vis-a-vis Ashoke. Ashoke. So in other words, Tefiach Latviyach is only Shion Mash. So the significance of Tefiach Latviyach is only in the case of Oyo Ragov Shulish Nigel Demai. So there we have Aloch HaViru because of the Dachis. But we cannot say Gudachis unless there is Mayim all over. If you have a neutral zone without Mayim, so we do not say that the Mayim in the upper level are commingled with the Mayim in the lower level. When there is an intermediary zone, without my motive. So, in order to apply the law of the Dachris, there must be no zone that is free of mine. So that means only if in the upper level you have an abundance of water, in the lower level you have an abundance of water, and in the intermediary zone you have droplets. Tefiach Latriach. So then we can apply the law of the Dachris. But Tefiach Latriach is no chibo, no ill, nothing. But according to the Halam, the Tefiach Latriach is a chibo. So that means that Ashoki is more calm, is more lenient than Mikvois. Mikvois requires as a even as a mere chibu, not only as a hill, requires shverzaneit or chot shverzaneit. Mashay kin Ashoki requires less than ten shverzaneit, chot shverzaneit, just the Latviach. So Ashoki, in respect to chibu, is more lenient than Mikvois. Al mitivech latviach onu makirin yezel in ashokem in yemikvois dibi mikve lo ya vechibu yitzek mika tafkes avechibu avifre dib ashokem lo ya vechibu uli yen mikve ha vechibu. That's the paradox, and that's really paradox. But one thing is, we have to say that according to the Haramun of Gemara, we would have to say this apparent paradox. But it's not so all the devils. But according to Havamine, but even though it's not true all the devils, we still have to understand it. What would the aloha be? According to Havamine, the Makshin assumed that vis-a-vis Ashoke, so Tefiach Latviach is Chibu, Nitzimu Ketafkas is not a Chibu. And vis-a-vis Nitzim, I mean, and in relative to connect in the case of Nitzek Mikatafres. So Mikve is a Chibu. By Mikve it is a Chibu, Ashok is not a Chibu. So how is it? So the Halamin of Gemara apparently has to be understood that way. But that's not Alpi Maskon. According to the Halamin of Gemara, we would have to say that Hashoke is not grounded in Aloche of Zri. I mean, that child that is discussed by Reb Chaim, by others, whether Ashoki is grounded in the din of Zriye or it's, whether Ashoki is grounded in a din of Zriye or it's grounded in a din of Chibur. So actually the Shaila, and there is a Machlokes Rishonim, is only in regard to the Ashoki of Mayim Shuvim. But the Ashoki of Mayim Tmeim, according to all Rishonim, I'll leave it Emes, is grounded in the din of Zriye, not in the din of Chibu. Because we see, we have 2 days in Rabbi Yeruchem in regard to the Ashoke of Mayim Shuvim. If for one moment there was Ashoke, and then the connection was severed, so there are 2 days. What's the Shaila of 2 days? The day that says that as long as there was a connection for one moment, it's all right, even if it is severed later on, holds that it's grounded in Zriye, and the day that says that it is, that if it is severed it's no good, so holds that it is grounded in Chibur. So in other words, Kolam Chubah leMikve keMikve. Kolam Chubah leMikve keMikve. So only as long as it is Mechubah. But if it's not, that's how it ends. But according to that Havamine, we would have to say, even in regard to the Ashoka of Mayim Tmei, even in regard to the Ashoka of Mayim Tmei, that it's grounded in Chibur. But then you ask, but as far as Ashoka of Mayim Tmei is concerned, so it is certainly true that if at one time there was contact between the heretofore Mayim Tmeim and the main mikveh, even though later on the contact was severed, the connection was severed, so the tumeh is not hal again. So we would have to say, Enoch Name is grounded in Chibur. But if for one moment it was mechubah to a mikveh, so we may let that one moment, we apply the aloche of kalam chubah l'mikveh k'mikveh, and you cannot have a mikveh tmeh. That's tata disaster. Mikveh is a mitayah, so it certainly cannot be tomei itself. So the melee, if at one moment it was mechubah, so the melee, so the aloche of kalam chubah l'mikveh k'mikveh was chal at that time, so the melee, since the tumeh was spoka, if the tumeh was spoka, so the melee cannot be revived. But even the Hashok, even the Ashoke of Mayim Tmeim is grounded in the concept of chibur, not of zriya. So in the mele, in regard to Ashokye, we don't have to resort to you. We only have to resort to chibur. And according to the Havamin of the Gemore, so we have to say that the Fiyach Lat Fiyach is a mechaber. It's not a Ma'arek, but a mechaber it is. I'll leave it there as it isn't like that. But I'll leave it the Havamin of the Gemore. We'd have to say, even according to the Reed, that the Fiyach Lat Fiyach is a chibur. The way Reb Chaim says in the Rambam, I'll leave it there as. So we would have to say, in the Reed, I'll leave it the Havamin of the Gemore, that the Fiyach Lat Fiyach and mechaber it is. And the Ashok of my name is grounded, not in Zriye, is grounded in the Chibur. And the reason is why, even if the connection is severed, so it remains to air, because by my name, once the Tumei was spoken on the basis of the Aloche, of Kolam Chobel Mikre Ki Mikre, so even later on, it's not Chobel Mikre, the Tumei cannot be revived. It could be revived, but it's grounded in the concept of chibur, and chibur according to the Havamin of the Gemore, so the Fiyach Lat Fiyach constitutes chibur. And then we would have to say, so how could we say that Ligabi Hashoke that requires chibur, so the Fiyach Lat Fiyach, so is a mechaber, but still Nitzik Mita Tafres is not a mechaber. Nitzik Mita Tafres is not a mechaber. But the Gabi Mikvois, which requires a din of Yiruv, so Nitzik Mita Tafres is a mechaber. There is Yiruv. I'll leave it there, so the Vishit is that Nitzik Mita Tafres is no Afkoye, either of Chibur or of Yiruv. But according to the Havamin of the Gemara, would have to say that Nitzik Mita Tafres is Afkoye of Chibur, but it's not Afkoye of Yiruv. And Tefiach Lat Fiyach is a mechaber, but not a mechaber. So the Mele Gabi Ashoke, we don't require Yeruv, we only require Chibur. So the Mele Havamin of Gemara says that the Fiyach Lat Fiyach is enough to affect Ashoke. To affect Ashoke. Even though it's not enough to affect Chibur of Mikvois, because in order to unite to Mikvois, so we have to have Yeruv. But Nitzik Mita Tafres is Afkoye of Chibur. But it's not Afkoye of Yeruv. So how could there be? So according to the Havamin of the Gemara, you could have Yiruv without Yiruv. We said before that we could have Chibur without Yiruv. But Yiruv without Chibur not, because Yesh B'chal Mosai Moneh. That's how it is. But according to the Havamin of the Gemara, we would be forced to say that Chibur and Yiruv are two separate categories. Just as you can have Chibur without Yiruv, so you can have Yiruv without Chibur. Why? Because all that Yiruv means is they are commingled. What does it mean commingled? They are in the same place. If they are not, you can have chibur without yiruv. That means one is mechubah to the other, but they are in different places. So you have mayim here, you have mayim here, and the mayim here is connected, is mechubah to mayim here, but they are in different mekemes. The mayim here exists in this mokem, and the mayim here exists in that mokem. They are different mekemes. So according to Havamin of the Gemara, we have to say that katafres is afkoye of chibur. It's not afkoye of yiruv, and you can have yiruv without chibur, according to Havamin of the Gemara. Because all that yiruv implies is that they are the same. Okay. So even mikatafres, if you have, let's say, a continuity of shiferes hanei all over, even though it's in the form of katafres, so the mayim here and the mayim here are considered to be the same. Okay. Because of Shveras Hanoi. You're because of Shveras Hanoi. But the mayim here is not. now is not mitaya, is not mitaya bezeichlin, and mayon is mitaya bezeichlin. So he is because mikveh requires memso, and mayon doesn't require memso. And the koshite is like Rambam, that even these are even relative to Tfilas Sodom. So we don't require memso as long as the whole group is immersed in it, even though it's less than memso. So mayon is mitaya. So mimele, but zeichlin, since the water don't stand still, they keep on flowing with the swiftness, they cannot be considered connected to each other. They cannot be considered connected with each other. So that's why zeichlin is not mitayer in the mikveh, even though it's the same okay. Zeichlin, so it's not mitayer even the same okay. So in other words, you can have a situation, according to the law, you have that situation. That is in the same okay. Zeichlin in the mikveh, it's in the same okay, it's not mitayer because they're not mechubar. So that's you. So anyway, whatever we said Ali Dennis. According to Maskona of Gimore. So according to Maskona of Gimore, so the according to the Vi, so the Fiyach Lat Fiyach is not only not a Mi'ariv, it's not in Mechab. The only thing that the Fiyach Lat Fiyach is, it is a Chalit Shemashi. So Mimele, it has significance according to Rav Yude, in the case of Budachis, Moyorag of Shavishin Gimai. So we have a local view, but we cannot say Budachis. If there is no continuity of Mashke, so only when you have the Fiyach Lat Fiyach in the intermediary zone, then you have continuity of Mashke, of Mai. If you don't have in the intermediary zone, all over, droplets of the Fiyach Lat Fiyach, so then you don't have continuity of Mashke, you can apply the Aloha Budachis. But the Fiyach Lat, that's the only Aloha of the Fiyach Lat Fiyach, that it has a Chalisha Mashke. But it's not a Mechaber, it's not a Mehar. What is a Mechaber? Shver Asanei. What is a Mehar? Shver Asanei. So we may be Karka Shove, according to Rabbonon, according to Rabbi Yude, less than Shver Asanei, we have no Yiru, we have no Chib. Tefeyach Lat Fiyach, I'm sorry, Kataf, Nitzik L'Kataf Ches, Nitzik L'Kataf Ches is not Mufke of Chibu, it's not even Mufke of Yiru. It's not even Mufke of Yiru. But it is Mufke of Zriye. It is Mufke of Zriye. And then why is it no Chibu? Linyan Tumeh, because in regard to Mashkin, in view of the fact that Mashkin do not have a unitary existence, they have a multiple existence. And in order that the Dovar Mitame should transmit Tumeh to the whole object, then it must be a unitary object, not a multiple object. So the question arises, every time a Sheretz touches Mayim, Mayim in the Kehle, there is so much Mayim, and it only touches at one point, at one spot, the other mind didn't come and come to the chariots. Why does all the mind come to me? So because of the aloha of Yirum Mikvoyizirum Mashkish Farazanei, it's considered as a unitary object. One mind, one expanded, one enlarged rock. So when can we say that? Only when it's destined to remain in that place. So then all the hundreds or thousands of drops can be considered as one enlarged rock. Mashein kenim vizbikatafres, so then they're not destined to stay together. So even though there is no afkoya or viru, and they are considered in this split second, they are considered to be miurev, but they cannot be considered as one mayim. That's more than you. That's more than that. Alibed emes, but alibed hava mina of the gemore. According to the Ri, so Iruv and Chibur are two separate categories. And just as you can have Chibur without Iruv, you can have Iruv without Chibur. And the Fiyach Lat Fiyach is a Shiur in Chibur. Shiver Esaneid is a Shiur in Iruv, as Rav Chaim says in the Rambam. And Nitzavik HaTafres, we have Iruv. But Nitzik Lekatafres is not Mufta of Iruv. Because even in Nitzik Lekatafres, as long as you have Shiver Asaneid, continuity of Shiver Asaneid, all over, so Mimele is considered to be in one Moke. But Mechuber it's not considered. And still, Gabi Mikvois is good. Why? Because Gabi Mikvois, we don't require Chibur. We only require Iruvin. Mas sheninke migava shoke, according to the Halamun of the Gemara, we only require chibur and nothing. That's the shit. Omer Rav Yirmiyeh, harei omru, habo reish viru b'mayim shuvim, mitoyah shenofa reish viru b'shlishalu b'mayim shuvim, tomei, boi Rav Yirmiyeh, chetzi libiyeh, chetzi b'nfile mai, teiku. Omer Rav Pope, harei omru, bal keri chesh, vesotu shukam mayim toyer, boi Rav Pope, chetzi b'nfile, chetzi b'nfile mai, teiku. Alright, habo reish viru b'yishutim mayim shuvim, sarakli, Tom ni tuma chi idun ze shme zos dolo i ze kam ze shame fosh mai tami go zolo li shoy lem mi ore iskhukhim mit vile u la khat vile yore khat mi shuvim vi iskhivu lem ale yom tagim vi tagim go alim shuvim el go zale vi shuv go zale to yeshna fo shlish lugim alim shuvim di loy ho vi kam ho khat il bi mesay khat vi khat il vile shna fo khat gu fe shlish lugim bal keri khile I mean These dalochas are not relevant today because that akone of Ezra became portal because it was not mispashet b'rei v'atzivu. But here he told him to tell Ezra, he can tell him about the carrying, he should ask me to tell him. Ve'i keilu al achile, min sinasti shokabin afilu shuvim, misachas brochas. Avi nitare, li konis b'migdosh, b'inon, avo im soho. Ve'chetzi b'tfila, shenichas chetzi lezich ha-mikve, ve'al chetzi nosit eskabin shuvim. Habor is nur mein schon mit der Schnoff. Hoch gas in Fleck haben die Schabes. Da und wo je darf ge go so mit dir. Na wo someone who is stable. Wie coach mit dir. Da und wo je darf ge is go so mit dir. Wie coach mit dir. He was stable, but he has to wait for Arab Shemesh. So then he can become possible like with Rume in two ways. Been so he can become possible being file and be avotoy so only if it's not for our reishe then he becomes possible like with me but if he immerses himself in my shuvim a regulatory who didn't even become tome I mean even if he did become tome but then he became toya and there was already Arab Shemesh so he's also considered a regulatory But the regular Toyer, who doesn't have to wait for Rav Shemesh, so when does he become Lechol Bitrume? Only if it's not for Al Reishe. But if he just immerses himself in the mitzvah of Mayim Shovim, so he doesn't become Posel Lechol Bitrume. Why? Why? Why is the Nefile Mochomo Tenbiye? Why is the Nefile Mochomo Tenbiye? Because the Nefile applies even a regular Toyer. But B.A. affects only Tvul Yoyim, not the regular Torah. The time of Marie, the Chmiro bin Phile, why is the Phile Mochomo? Mishum Shemai Se Kachoye, the Roma Rosso, Voyanei Sina Lem Shluk Mayim Shuvim. Why were the Chachomim Gezea that Toya Shinofu Al Reishe, Al Reishe, Mayim, Shinofu Al Reishe, Mayim Shuvim becomes Koslach Mutrume. Because people were not knowledgeable, and so those who became Tomei, they knew they had to go through it. And many Mikvois were not clean, so they didn't want, you know, to remain with the unclean water of the Mikveh. So what they do, after they were tabled themselves in the Mikveh, they poured Mayim Shuvim upon themselves. Then other people, so that was... Then other people saw this act is done and that act is done. So other people drew the conclusion that the important thing is the nifile of the Mayim Shuvim, because that was done at the end. So because of that, the Chachomim were gezeya that if itoya. So and in their case, he was already itoya, you see, because it wasn't. So many times it was itoya mamish. So Mimele, because they did it after they were tabled. So many times, first they were tabled, let's say 5 minutes before Shkiyeh, and then they waited for Harav Shemesh. They didn't rush to pour the Mayim Terim. And then they poured the Mayim Shuvim upon them. So because of that, the Chmiro bin Filim, Shemaisik, Achoyot, Yom Rosom, Boyonesin, Aleim, Shlei, Shalom, Mayim Shuvim. All right. So Thursday, we should finish after the mission. And tomorrow, we have to cover a lot of ground in Kroes, and what this day says is of great importance, I mean, in the yodim that we're up to now in Kroes.
Getting sure. Samach, Vav Nisan, Etav Shlomo, Tes, April 3rd,
1979, Tuesday. Omar Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Lo Yishonu Ela Shina Get Yeitzi Mitachas Yedi Shneiem. Aber Get Yeitzi Mitachas Yedi Shneiem Kosh. Aum Mekosov Bar Shnaim Shviga Nitzayam Nitzvishim Ponech Tuponech. So there is a machlekes between Rashi and Tesvis here. There is a machlekes between Rashi and Tesvis in a twofold way. First of all, Rashi says that the first motion of Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda Omer Rabbi Yechanan can only accord with Rabbi, not with Rabbi. Tesvis shita is that the first motion can accord with Rabbi also. The second lashon can only accord with Rav, but the first lashon can accord, according to Tesvis, with Rove and Rav. So that's one machlekes. Then, on the surface, it appears that there is another machlekes, because he says Rashi says Lo yishanu shnaget yitzim tachas lishneim. Rashi says shnaget yitzim tachas lishneim. Shein shneim shluchim ba'avos. Do have shneim sheivil get elo echod ivie. Sorry, Hamei Vilema, before I nechta, before I nechta. Vize loyoma. Abo, haget yeitze. Vibez, mitachas in ishneim, shishneim azukim, ushneim shluchi is kosher. Now, so, Rashi says that according to the first lotion of Rabbi Yechanan, when is it kosher? When is it kosher? It's only kosher. It's only kosher if shneim adukim, if the two shluchim both open. So Tesvis is chilikan. Tesvis says mash appears bekuntres. She shnei adukim be lav davke she imtzoyu she yomam shneim adukim veirzim beget. Elo she shnei yameimrim shabal oso shneim shluchim al kach. Vioma lohem shneim hoilichu get liishti vinosne liechod imam et chaveire. Kidamrinam bisif iskabel kuch. So he says, Ketit Hashneim doesn't mean that they both mamish hold it. But if they both say that the Baal appointed the two of them as shluchim, even though only one holds it, so mele, there is no before an act of an act. There is no requirement before an act of an act. Now, it sounds very strange that according to Rashi, when the Gemara says I will get his parish name, means that they both hold it. So that means, if they both have to hold it, that will be some difficult task for them. They'll both have to hold on to the shtar. It's possible, but this is not something that usually can happen. If they have to deliver a get from a distance, and all the time, they'll both hold it. It's inconceivable that should be Rashi Shita. That should be Rashi. So obviously Rashi doesn't mean Shishnei Madukim Bei, they have to hold the get. They have to hold the get all the time. But what Rashi means, Shishnei Madukim Bei, because, in other words, when do we say, according to Rashi, nah. So when do we say that Shnai Sheviu get in Dines Hayam is in Tzrichin Sheyemu before in the Nechtam or from the Nechtam only when the two of them are the Shluchim, and not only the Ashluchim, if the two of them have the Gitei Mechiyach of the Ashluchim. Like this, if somebody comes and says, I'm Shliach, how do we know that he's a Shliach? We should require Eidus. But he doesn't have to produce Eidim that he was appointed Shliach by the Baal. Why? Because he didn't mechiyach alo. He holds the get. So mele, according to Rashi, so according to Tesvis, so even if they don't have, even if the two of them don't have the possession or to the get, but just one has possession of the get, but if both say that the two of them were appointed Shluchim, even though one of the Shluchim has the exclusive possession of the get. So according to Tesvis, so he doesn't have to say before an echta, before an echta. According to Rashi, when do we say that he doesn't have to say before an echta, before an echta? If the Gitei Mechiyach Olov applies to the two of them. When does the Gitei Mechiyach Olov is only shayach if somebody produces a shtah? So if they don't both hold the get, and just one, Reuven and Shimon are the two shluchim, and Reuven holds the get, and Shimon doesn't produce the get, so how does the Gittin Mechiyach Olof apply to Shimon also? He doesn't produce the get. The answer is, suppose Reuven and Shimon, they let each one hold the get. In other words, it's not that one holds it and he doesn't allow the other one to hold it. But if Reuven and Shimon, so they are not makpit, and let's say Reuven, for a certain time, Reuven will hold the get, and then Reuven will give it to Shimon, and will tell Shimon, you produce the get. And then again, Shimon will give it to Reuven to hold it. In other words, so if the act together as a unit in the possession of the get, so then it's considered Shnei Madrigim. According to Teitzves, even if they don't act together as a unit in the possession of the get, and even if Reuven doesn't give Shimon to hold the get, even if Reuven says, I'm holding it, I was holding it all the time, and I'm not giving it up. But it's true that the Baal appointed not only me as a shliach, but you too, Shimon too as a shliach. So it's also potter of nechta for nechta. This is what Teisa says. El shishneim imnu shabal os shneim shluchim. Even though only one has the possession of the get. Mashayimkin, according to Rashi says, shishneim adukin bei. It doesn't mean that all the time they both have to hold up. But it means if they alternate, and at one time, let's say, Reuven holds the get, produces the get, at another time, Shimon holds the get, and then they alternate again. So then it's considered Shnei Madrigim. But according to Teisus, even that is not necessary. But it's inconceivable that according to Rashi, the only situation when they are potter on Fonas of Nechtam, if the two of them hold on to the get all the time. It's ridiculous. I mean, that will be very difficult for the two of them to hold on to the get all the time. Alright. So he says, El Shneim Imin Shabal Osa Shneim Shluchim Alkach. Viomalem Shneim Shneichem. Hoivichu get wished. Vinosnei Oecho Gemayim Et Chaveir. If they both testify that the Baal told them in the presence of each other, Hoivichu get wished. Even though only one holds it. So there is no Fonach to Fonach. Tamu yim seif iskab. Kulchem Oivichu, Echot Mil Mayim Et Kulom. Vim Oechot. Shliach. Vyashem Yimeid. שבפונו בנוסן הבאה לסגת לחברי, להילך להשתי, לרובי קושי. So then, so Jesus goes even one step further. He says, according to Rove, so even if only one is a shliach, and the other one is not a shliach, but the other one just testifies that the Baal, in his presence, let's say Shimon testifies, that the Baal in his presence, in Shimon's presence, appointed Reuven as a shliach. So it's also relieved of the requirement of the fornechta fornechta. V'ashem yimei shekona nos nabal as a ketel chavei leilich. Lish, de lorove kosha. Di mayim yemru b'foneinu giyosh. Avo lechabe. Afilu lacha shalom du. Ein lahachshir. Kibu shein shneim shluchim. Now, that is stated which it does. According to Rashi, so the first motion of Rabbi Yechanan accords only with Rav. But it doesn't accord with Rav. But according to Teitzves, the first motion of Rabbi Yechanan can accord with Rav and Rav. Now, how can it accord with Rav? Bishloim according to Rav, so shnayim sheiviyu. So, ma'arit apturim of fanechtam, u'ma'il yim u'fanein u'giyosha. But according to Rav, so there is a requirement of Fonechta Fonechta not only because of Kiyum, but also because of Shlishmo. So what if two? I mean, the fact that two brought it. So the answer is because Lacha Shalom. In other words, because the Mishneh deals, Rabbi Yechanan's Memre deals with Lacha Shalom. So Lacha Shalom, so there is no Shosha Shlishmo. But the question is, are we Gezer Hashem Yazadov Alikalkule? So this is what Rabbi Yechanan says in the first Losh. That in the case of get yitzim tachas yidishneyem, so then it's a milsa gulishchirche in lacha shalom do. So it only has to be on the basis of zero shmiyadu kulei. So by getting such a name is in isolation, we're going to have yet. Avle rabbe, afil achash lom doi lachshir, kibim shein shein mishluchim, di davki bishnei mishluchim, amunim feri kam, di koshla rabbe shim tlima isi gita in isolation, avle kai gamlo. So even though according to thesis, the first lotion of Rabbi Yechanan can accord not only with rabbe, but also with rabbe, but there's still a difference. According to rabbe, so the first lashon of Rabbi Yechanan says that even if it's not mamash etzim darash neim, even if they are not both shluchim, only one is a shliach, but they both testify that this one is a shliach, that Reuven is a shliach. So mimele, in that case, we don't require Mponachtam Mponachtam. Why? Because that's thesis Lishitotesh. According to thesis Pshat, in the beginning of Gittin. Now, in the Gemara, there, we had a machlekes between Rashi and thesis. Why do we say that according to Rabbe, that the Talmud Mponachtam Mponachtam is because of Kiyom? So, Shnaim Shein Viyu, get, Eilun Tzichilim Mponachtam Mponachtam. So, Gemara says, Umayim Yemru Bifonenu Gershom, Milo Mehem. So, Rashi says the Pshat is according to Rabbi, that the Tami is because of Kiyum, so the Mele, if two deliver yet, so these two themselves can be Mikai. So Teisves is Masikan Rashi, that based on the Beitz, and Teisves says, oh, to be Kifetalia. What do you mean? I mean, because these two, but they, you don't confine them, you don't put them in prison and keep them as witnesses to be Mikayim. So why do we say that according to Rabbi, that the time of Rabbi is because of Kiyum? So if two deliver yet, so there is no problem with Kiyum because they themselves would be able to be kind. But how do we know that they'll be available? And then he says, then he says another kashi. Then he says another kashi. Why dafke shnayim sheviyu? So the Gemara should say that according to Rabbi, if they are, let's say, if a shliach delivers a get from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Lorenz, from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Lorenz, or from Chutz Lorenz to Eretz Yisrael, and we know that in that city where the get is delivered, there are two aiding who are familiar with the signature of the witnesses, of the signatories, so then we shouldn't require for another one nechtam. Why dafke if two are shluchim, even if one is a shliach? But we know that there are two individuals in this town where the get was delivered who are familiar with the signatures of the signatories. So we could also say, if the Baal will be ma'arei, so then will these two aiding will be mikai. So then we don't say that. Why don't we say that? Because how do we know that they'll come? Maybe they'll be out of town. They will not be available. So even if two are shluchim, how can we say that we don't require for nachtam v'nachtam? Because if the problem arises, so they'll be mekai. How do we know that they'll be available? So at that time we said that the pshat in Rashi is very simple. Now, when we say eino dimitzein mekai, what do you mean in Yitzhim Kaimi? Gemara says in Yechuze. So it's always in Yitzhim Kaimi, even if you deliver a get from one house to the other house, or from one apartment into another apartment. So why? Because the people in Yechuze are always on the go. They always move around. So they're not available. So does that mean that they couldn't be Mikayim? It doesn't mean they couldn't be Mikayim. If anybody wants to be Mikayim, we can certainly find time. But no one is concerned with somebody else's problems. So mele, it might be difficult to find Aidin who will be present in Bezdin, who will come to Bezdin to testify. But if anybody really wants to be Mikayim, he can make himself available. He's not busy every day, all the 24 hours a day. The answer is people don't care. So mele, in the case where we know that in the city there are two residents who are familiar with the signature of the signatories, so then we require Mponachtam Mponachtam, because we cannot rely on these two. Maybe they'll decide to make a visit somewhere out of town. So when the problem arises, let's say the Baal can't be married, they will not be available. In the meantime, the issue will remain an agony. Mashenke, if two are shluchim, so then, in all probability, these two who are made shluchim and they undertook, you know, to deliver it to the Isha, so they feel a certain responsibility. So the Mele, they will, in all probability, they'll make sure that they can avail, that they will make themselves available. Two beds. Oh, some Mele. So, but this is how Rashi explains. But he says, explains the Asuya Betray differently. In other words, Ve'imarim for Shevod, Asuya Betray Vamre Shabbal Sholchom, the Sulim Hemelim Ali Shalachim. The Ochamari Kamo, Shnaim, it's a Kalimel Fanertam. So we mentioned, in other words, and that there is a machlekes between the Raivet, so in other words, the Rivor agrees with the Shite of the Rambam, not the Raivet. In other words, so that's the Shite of the Rivor. In other words, that we never have to be afraid lest the Baal will come and be Mi'ariya, that he himself forced. That the Baal is not going to do. What are we afraid? We are only afraid maybe the Baal will be Mi'ariya that the Shliach forged. But that the Baal himself forged it, not. This is the Rivor Shite, and that's also the Ramban Shite, at the first period. But the Raivet Shite is not like that. The Raivet Shite is, on the contrary, that we are afraid. That we are afraid lest the Baal come and say that he himself forged it. That he himself forged it. So Mele, we said at that time that Rashi doesn't explain this Gemara the way the Rivor does, because Rashi might agree with the Raivet. So Mele, the fact that the two Eidim testify we are Shluchim does not obviate the chshoshe of you, because we are still afraid. Maybe the Baal will come and say that he himself forged the chsimah, and he gave it to the shliach. So that's why Rashi has to explain it on the basis that if a problem does arise and the Baal does come and is ma'ariya, so then the same two shluchim will be able to mikai. So in other words, we have to say that Rashi agrees with the Shita of the Raivet. The Raivet. In other words, not with the Shita of the Rivor. Or some Mele, that's why, so it's Rashi and Tesis Lishitose. Tesis Lishitose. That the reason is why by Shnaim she reveal. The reason is why by Shnaim she reveal, so there is no requirement of Vanechtam, is because since the two verify that they are shluchim, so Mele we have no choshe, because we are not cheshish, maybe the Baal will come and say that he himself forged. That is inconceivable, that the Baal will come and say, I myself forged it. What we do anticipate is that the Baal might come and say the Shliach forged it, the Eidim, not that he himself forged it and then he gave it to the Shliach. So this is Teisa Shite. So Mele, according to Teisa, why do we say Vashnaim Sheviu that there is no requirement for Nechtam for Nechtam? Because since the only Chosh is, maybe the Baal will say that the Shliach forged it. But in the case where the two come and they testify, so they establish that to Eidim, that they are Shluchim. So Mele, the Baal will not dare come and contradict them. And if he does dare and contradict them, so he won't pay any attention to him. So that's the reason as to why by Basur betrayed there is no Fonechta Fonechtam. So Mele, for the same reason, even if the two are not Shluchim, only one is Shliach, but the other one says that the Baal appointed Reuven, Shimon says the Baal appointed Reuven a Shliach to deliver the get in my presence. So again, we don't have to worry lest the Baal come to be Me'ariah and they'll say that the Shliach forged it. Because we have two Eidim that he appointed Reuven as a Shliach. Mashiach, in according to Rashi. Rashi explains the Gemara of Asuya betray on the basis of the fact that these two themselves will be able to be Mikayim. these two themselves will be able to be Mikayim. So the Mele, so then we can ask, why Dafke, if they are both Shulchim? So Rashi himself has the Kashi. That's another base. Or, Koshi. Vavagav. Dilui Klum Kamre, Dilui Chadat Zuchul Imeima, Tavaye Dilitli Vibishtoi Daume, Apeloche Koshi. Because so much time she will get in Zuchul Imeima. The time she will get in Zuchul Imeima. Why did you Vi Kashi. Kitten die safe, safe, schneimen, mal ich nehme schluchim, mal ich und mehr, habe ich mit Zimli keinen. And especially according to Rashi's explanation of Asur Bitrei. What is Rashi's explanation? Because they themselves will be available. So why that thing, the two of them are schluchim? And that do give me, according to Rashi, each one must have the right of possession at certain times. So, why daft in that case, even if the two of them do not have the right of possession to the get? And even if the two of them are not both shluchim, but only one is a shliach, but the other one testifies that Reuven is a shliach. So the mele, they can verify this, the signatures, and even, they can, and not only if there is a shliach, if the shliach comes with someone who is not a shliach himself, but who was present, who says that he was present when the Baal appointed his friend as the shliach, even if the shliach comes all by himself, but in the city where the get is delivered, there are two individuals who are familiar with the signatures. So there too we should say there is no requirement for nechum v'nechtam. So Rashi says, loy pluk rabbonon b'imboim chaburas noshim l'voy yechidi. They mafkin obedik beile. Loy micha milse. V'im bo so lehachshir eze, yachshiro eze. Avo kishishnai meviu, milse v'muche, v'loy shchirchein, v'loy achmer rabbon. L'achmer rabbon. Omer le'abaye, elo ma'ato se v'diktone shnai meim for nechtam, v'yachodim for nechtam. Pos, v'rabi yudem achshir, taimed in aget yitzim d'achazi di shneyem. Ho get yitzim d'achazi shneyem, iz machshir rabbonon. Im Achshir Rabbonon, Amalei, V'chiyein get yitzim d'chazin shneyem, b'mai plige. So now it's a machleket between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbonon is in the case of ein get yitzim d'chazin shneyem. Because in the case of get yitzim d'chazin shneyem, so then there is no requirement for nechum v'nechum altogether. So mainly it doesn't make any difference how they say it, because they don't have to say it altogether. But the machleket between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbonon is in the case of inagetis b'tashneyem. So the Mele the Seife that discusses the case of Shnayimim for the Nechtam, Ve'echodim for the Nechtam, so the Talekame says even over there that it's possible. And Rabbi Yehuda says it's kosher, so it is. So this has reference in the case of inagetis b'tashneyem. But how gets it b'tashneyem? Me'achshirabon. Omlei, v'chein getis b'tashneyem when there is a machlekes. So what's the machlekes? B'mai. Be my plige. Because actually, we should say like Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, if Echod is Eimer before Nechta, and Shtayim is Eimerim before Nechta, true, it's in Aget Yitzim Tachad Yishneyem. So, who is the Shliach? Who has the possession of the Get? The one who testifies on the Chsime. Now, the Shliach is Nemon. So, he should be Nemon on his testimony. And then as far as the verification of the Ksime is concerned, so we have to aid him. I mean, what could be better than to aid him? So why do the Rabbonon say that it's possible? I mean, it seems that everybody should agree with Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara might plige. So the Gemara says, Mar sova gazrin on dilma asil achmuf ebikim shtore gaon abidech. Mar sova loy gazrin on. So the Gemara says that actually Even when there are no two who testify on the Xilis. So if the Shliach just testifies on the Xime without him testifying on the Xive altogether, no one testifying on the Xive, it should also be good, according to Rove. Because the important thing is the Kiyum. But, so that's the Gemara's Kashi. So the Gemara is the Teretz. The reason is why, according to Rove, the Shliach has to testify on the Ksive also, is because if he wouldn't testify on the Ksive, then there is a Choshe Dium Moslach Luve, Bikinum Shtores, Bikinum Shtores Daume. But if not for the exile of Dilmos Lachulevik Mishtor Dalme, then the Shliach wouldn't be required to testify on the exile altogether, only on the sin. But because of Dilmos Lachulevik Mishtor Dalme, some Mele Konter Abonon, we have to be Gezer. Dilmos Lachulevik Mishtor Dalme, even in the case where the Shliach testifies on the Chsime, and two other Eidim testify on the Chsive, so if we were to be Machshir, the Get, and someone will see, he'll just notice that the Shliach only testified on the Chsime, not on the Chsime. So he'll come to the conclusion that every Shtar, if when Dechot, like the Shliach here, testifies on the Chsime, so it's good enough. So because of that, the Chachomim were misakein that he has to testify on the Chsime also in order that there should be a Heker. So since the Chachomim were misakein that the Shliach has to testify and the Ksiva also in order that there should be a Heker, so even if two Eidim testify, even if two Eidim testify on the Ksiva, but we still have the Choshe Vilmos Lachulevik Mishtor Dalme. And according to Rav Yude, in view of the fact that there is a testimony by two Eidim on the Ksiva, so mainly we are not Gezer Vilmos Lachulevik Mishtor Dalme. Zeh dich doch nicht wieder aber auch kochen, bis nach jetzt da stehen wo. Die stehen schluch im Schrabon. Warum gab da mir die Dulle kommen? Da schneiden sie wie geht ins Leima. Wie mai kriege heul weg und wie wo noch mal kriegen kommen. A mai komach sie rabiute. So kann ich kam es aber aber bis ja geht jetzt die Tachas die nach sie wie et schliach und testifies an der sie. Tachas etchsime means the one who testifies an echsime. He doesn't mean the signatory. The one who testifies on it, who is Mikayim Dersim. V'yashliach im yurabon kitrei. Avloche, kindu yom anami, von ein nech tavi sposol. Gzeira di umos lachlufe, bishum shtore vaum. V'rabi yudeh sova, kim da tzrecho netriach in im kimei, la sude aksive, su liose lachlufe. So that's the first portion. So according to the first portion of Rabbi Yechanan, and so the Mishnah has reference to the case of Ein Aget Yitzim Hashneim, but in the case of Aget Yitzim Hashneim, so then it doesn't require for Nechtam altogether. So in Mele it doesn't matter how it is said, whether by one or by two, it doesn't make any difference. All right. Now, in the Kodit Rashi, so the first portion of Rabbi Yechanan accords only with Rabbi, but not with Rabbi. Teizeh is Chelik. According to Teizeh, the first portion of Rabbi Yechanan can accord with Rove and with Rabbi. And still, the first portion says that Shnaim Shilviu, you don't have to say for Nachtam Nechtam, because we are dealing with Lachash and Omdu, so it's only Shaile of Zeyo Shem Yadon to Kulei. So Mimele betray the view, as we betray, so it's a mutually shriche. So you're not gazer, Dilma Yazat, Shema Yazat, all right. Lishnachim. Amra lo amra shmu ba yud amra bi yechanan afin get yit mit khas yid shneyem poso al mit sova shnaym shivi get in zayam shnaym shivim go fun en echt au fun en echt an de second version of rabbi yechanan says de even though de get is yit mit khas yid shneyem ta shneyem so it's also possible. Why? Because so since there is a requirement of Nechtam, so there are loches, dinim,